What is up, everybody? This is the Alpha Dog, the forever immortal AJ Laster, and welcome to a new episode of the Real Talk Podcast. I'd like to thank my sponsor, Anchor, for, as always, sponsoring this show. If you want to record your own show and don't have the money to actually afford the equipment, download the Anchor app to your phone or tablet and start your own show just like me. What is up, everybody? I hope everybody's week is going well. Now, I'm hoping the end of this week actually goes a lot better. It's October, my favorite time of the year. And with that being said, not only is my favorite time of the year, but it's also my favorite month of the year. Mainly because, not only because next Wednesday will be my 31st birthday, but also my favorite holiday is coming up. Halloween. And with this whole COVID-19 thing going down, kids are not going to be able to go trick-or-treating this year. And adults can't go out dressing like slutty pumpkins and, slutty Harley Quinns or anything like that. Yeah, they got to stay home because trick-or-treating has apparently been canceled. But I give hope to anybody who actually braves these times and actually takes their kids out trick-or-treating. I'm with you. I love this pagan holiday, and nothing's going to stop me from celebrating it. Well, this is going to be a little project of mine for the month of October. I was supposed to start back at the first week, but I got sidetracked with everything that's going on with me trying to find a job and everything. And, of course, with my wife also trying to work as well. I'm having to watch my kids, and I'm trying to find time between them and having to record this show. With that being said, tonight's episode, which ironically is episode 13, is Halloween themed. Well, pretty much any episode from here on out, every other episode from here on out will be Halloween themed. I call this Project Horror. It's a Halloween project that's going to get its start right here on this show. And the first topic, I may have teased you a little bit about what the topic was going to be, as I said it was one of my favorite shows growing up. But what I didn't mention is that it was also a show that my parents, my mom and my stepdad, never let me watch. And that show just so happens to be Tales from the Crypt. The show started in 1989 with a little puppet man called the Crypt Keeper, who is voiced by John Cassier, who most people actually know is the voice of Buster Bunny from Tiny Toon Adventures, which, ironically, they did a parody of Tales from the Crypt in one of their episodes, where Buster Bunny was actually the Crypt Keeper. See, from season 1 all the way to season 7, the show has had some memorable episodes. And to be honest with you, I actually have one of my personal favorite episodes on that show. And it's from season 2. The episode known as Television Terror, where this sleazy talk show host hosts a live session inside of a haunted house where, you guessed it, a woman murdered 7 men in order to get their social security checks. At first, nothing happens. The next thing you know, that's usually how it starts. First off, most things don't happen the way you think would happen. And then all of a sudden, all the creepy shit starts happening, like the host of the show actually seeing a dead body in a bathtub with his throat slit. Now, with this show being on HBO, This show could actually get away with a lot more than it would on network TV. Like showing blood and showing body parts being ripped off or cut off or bitten off if you played your cards right. But like I said, my favorite episode of the show was actually Television Terror. And to be honest with you, it was actually named one of the darkest episodes. Because at the end of the episode, it actually showed Horton Rivers, the main antagonist of this episode, get his chest sawed open with a chainsaw by the woman who also died. Getting his chest sawed open with a chainsaw by the woman who died in that house, the woman who killed all these men. But of course, the only other person to die besides the host was his cameraman, who ironically got hung by his camera cord. Now, I watched this video about the top 10 episodes, and they said that it looked like he got hung by either his intestines or a camera rope, or the camera cord. When in reality, he was actually hung by one of the drape lines being wrapped around his throat, which I've actually seen those little drape ropes. They're actually pretty tight. They're actually braided. So they're pretty tough. It could have been a combo of the drape rope and the camera cord, and it could have hung him out that damn window. But the thing is, that's actually not the first episode I ever watched. The first episode I ever watched of that show was Dig That Cat, He's Real Gone, which is actually from the first season. Yes, I actually got to watch an episode from the first season. I was just a kid. Hell, the first season actually premiered the year I was born, in 1989. And the show ran for 7 seasons. But of course, they've had a lot of damn good guest stars. They've even had Demi Moore. They had future James Bond, Daniel Craig, Timothy Dalton, who was also a former James Bond. They also had Brad Dourif, the voice of fucking Chucky, on this show too, playing a dim-witted brother in the episode Those Who Live in Brass Hearses. When it turns out that the ice cream man, it was actually a conjoined twin, and they killed one of them, but the other guy was actually the mastermind behind the older brother getting sent to prison. Another creepy episode I actually remember, I don't actually remember seeing, was Carry On Death, where this fucking convict is escaping from a cop. Stupid motherfucker shoots the cop while he's handcuffed to him, not realizing that the cop actually swallowed the fucking key to the handcuffs. So now this guy's having to carry this dead corpse across a desert with a fucking buzzard, a vulture, hovering above him, waiting for its next meal. I actually caught the end of that episode where it showed the guy who played the criminal, Kyle MacLachlan, who you may remember from Twin Peaks, actually ended up stupidly, due to the fact that he was dehydrated, that he didn't have enough water in his body, was so dehydrated that he started to blur and he accidentally cut his own hand. But how did he cut his hand? A piece of wood and the badge from the cop. Now, he didn't cut it all the way through. He actually cut an indent, and when he ended up jerking back, as he saw his hand severed, he falls off the cliff when his hand detaches from the rest of his body. But here's something you didn't notice. Well, most fans wouldn't have noticed, but But I actually did when I watched that review or that top 10. Kyle, you can actually see in a separate frame that Kyle MacLachlan still has both of his hands. I don't think you were supposed to see that, but apparently, I don't know if Eagle Eye viewers have actually caught it back in the day, but when I watched that top 10 video and I saw it, yeah. But at the end, the criminal's body is completely damaged, the dude's neck is broken, and the only body parts he could use were his mouth and his eyes. And what happens next is the Folster actually pecks his fucking eyes out and eats him alive until he's dead. Creepy. Of course, how could I talk about Tales from the Crypt without talking about one of their best episodes? Death of Some Salesman. Where Ed Begley Jr. plays a sleazy salesman trying to sell a funeral plot. And then he comes across the Deadly Brackett family, who all three members of the family are played by one of the greatest actors of all time, Tim Curry. And it had some pretty fucking disgusting shit in that too. Especially one of the most disgusting sex scenes I'd ever seen. Ugh. But I digest. Well, it's kind of hard to digest that, but still. But back to one of the other first episodes I saw was Dig That Cat, He's Real Gone, where this homeless man agrees to take part in a experiment where he actually ends up getting the... because apparently these cats have this... Well, in this story, cats have this extra organ that gives them their 9 lives. You've heard the saying. Cats have 9 lives, they'll survive. Well, this episode actually took that concept and made it a reality. The immortal Yurik, I think that was his name. If I get it wrong, please let me know. He takes part in some of the most disturbing tricks, and he ends up getting brought back to life. And it was at the twist in this, and I actually thought this was pretty fucking funny. He didn't realize that the cat only had 8 lives because the cat had to sacrifice its life to give him the other 8. And the dude ends up getting buried alive and dying. Holy shit. That was fucked up. In my honest opinion, that was fucked up. And of course, there's this guy who actually... There's this episode... Another episode that I remember called You Murderer. Where this guy, this gangster... gets his face redone. And he ends up looking like... long dead famed actor Humphrey Bogart. But the one good thing about this episode is that it's told from a first person's perspective. Meaning that this the episode was actually being shown through the gangster's eyes. He was dead, but he could still see. It was a great episode, but of course, I have to talk about some of the creepier episodes. Well, technically, I'm not going to talk about the creepier episodes. Well, actually, I can. It's just some episodes I hardly remember. But I do remember one of the longest episodes they did. The episode called Yellow, which actually featured Kirk Douglas and Eric Douglas as father and son. And this is at the father and son soldiers. The father is a general and the son is a soldier in the army. This is towards the end of World War I. And the son is branded a coward after he lets his platoon die. Just leaves his platoon there to die. And his father is the one who actually court-martials him and actually sentences him to death by fucking firing squad. Holy shit. What kind of father lets kills his own fucking son? To die. Of course, one of the another creepier episodes is Collection Completed. I saw this episode once when I was a kid. Scared the hell out of me. About this man and this woman who this man who is forced to retire soon discovers that his wife is taking up a hobby of her own by having an obsession with adopting animals into their home, and this leads the husband into picking up a hobby of his own. Now, that's just a synopsis from the fucking Wikipedia page. At the end of the episode, which is a twist, the wife kills the husband and turns him into a stuffed taxidermied animal, just like he did to all the pets that she adopted. I swear to fucking God. Now, they've even had some, this show has actually had some famous directors like Robert Zemeckis. They had Mary Lambert, who directed that episode I just brought up, Collection Completed. Or how about Arnold Schwarzenegger? Yeah, Arnold Schwarzenegger actually directed an episode of Tales from the Crypt entitled The Switch, which is pretty much about an elderly man who wants to impress a young woman by switching bodies with a younger man. And he realizes his mistake too late when the woman wants something else. Of course, I have to talk about one of the recurring actors of this show, Lance Hendrickson, who I remember from fucking Pumpkinhead. Yeah, he may have been in other movies, but I remember him from fucking Pumpkinhead. He was in the season two episode Cutting Cards, where it shows two rival gamblers taking their rivalry to the next level. I actually saw a couple of clips from this, and oh my God, they actually ended up first they play Russian roulette, and then they go back to first they like each other, threatening this guy and this woman with a gun, and then when they go back to Russian roulette, they realize the bullet is a fucking dud, and the two idiots actually end up in cutting limb poker, I think that's what they called it. And they end up chopping off every limb they have, their arms and their fucking legs. And I swear to fucking God, their fucking rivalry didn't even end when the episode fucking ended. Whew. Of course, like I said, this show has actually had some damn good guest stars. Like Terry Hatcher. Like I said, they had Timothy Dalton, fucking Daniel Craig. Like I also mentioned, fucking Tim Curry, Egg Begley Jr. Hell, they even had the kid from the fucking Goonies, the little Asian kid, in one of the episodes. And I have to say, I actually liked this show when I got older. Then I actually saw the movies. Two of the three movies that they released under the Tales from the Crypt banner. Demon Knight, which is actually pretty damn good and pretty damn gory. Then, of course, one of my personal favorites, they went the comedy route with this one. Tales from the Crypt presents Bordello of Blood with fucking vampires. I never saw the last one, but I heard it was pretty good. Of course, they actually attempted to bring Tales from the Crypt and the Vault of Horror to the big screen. Back in the 70s, they actually did a Tales from the Crypt movie, but But I would actually like to know, which version of the Crypt Keeper would you actually prefer? A man in a robe and hood, sitting in a fucking cave and judging you for what you've done, or a decrepit, long dead, decrepit skeleton man telling you stories of jackasses who are getting their comeuppance? I'll let you be the judge of that. Of course, if you ever seen Bill and Ted, you know the guy who plays Death, William Sadler, who was actually in Demon Knight as Broker. But he was also actually in an episode of Tales from the Crypt. Actually, he was in the first episode entitled The Man Who Was Death. Dude gets fired from his fucking job. And then when the regular justice doesn't work, he takes justice into his own hands, becoming an executioner and killing acquitted murder suspects. But he gets a taste of his own medicine when he gets imprisoned, and he ends up on death row and he dies. But I'm getting ahead of myself. When I was talking about the movie version of Tales from the Crypt, the original Tales from the Crypt movie, one story from that movie actually made it into the series. And it was the story in All Through the House. A scary Christmas story, believe it or not. About a woman who kills her husband for his insurance money. And as soon as she gets rid of the body, she gets attacked. I mean, this news thing comes on the radio about a maniac dressed as Santa who had been going around killing numerous women and realizing that she's the next victim. And, this version of In All Through the House was a lot creepier than the one from the actual movie. See, I watched the original Tales from the Crypt. I didn't think it was all that scary. Hell, I found fucking Creepshow scarier than that. Hell, would you believe that Tom Hanks actually directed an episode of Tales from the Crypt? Yeah. Yeah, I'm not joking with you. He actually directed and starred in an episode of Tales from the Crypt. Actually, didn't star in it. He actually, he actually made a small cameo he was a dating service man. If you know this very well, back before dating apps, there was video dating services, and Tom Hanks actually played the guy running the place. And now I remember the episode. It was called None But the Lonely Heart, about a con man who's actually marrying older, elderly, wealthy women, killing them and taking their money. But of course, when he gets to this next victim, he realizes that someone has caught on to his little plan and tells him to stop before it's too late. But of course, he ignores these threats, thinking that it's people who may know about it, and he kills them all. He even kills Tom Hanks in this fucking episode. Asshole. Fuck you, Treat Williams. Whatever the hell your character's name was in the freaking episode. Fuck you, dude. Of course, I also like the episode Split Second, which is about a young guy who is a lumberjack and actually would prefer using a fucking axe to a chainsaw. Gets a job in a lumber yard. He actually catches the attention of a beautiful but loose barmaid who married a rich lumberjack. But when they when her marriage turns sour, she seduces this young guy. I'm not gonna give you the twist ending to this, but I'll let you see how it ends. Let's just say it's a little bit bloody, and oh my fucking god, it is fucking bloody. And I'll give you a little spoiler: the rich jackass, the rich lumberjack ass, played by Brian James, he actually gets what's coming to him. Which one of you's been fucking my wife? Yeah, I remember that line. And it was from the same season as the episode that I talked about, the one-hour episode, Yellow, which was set in 1918 during World War I. Of course, one episode I didn't expect to see was What's Cooking? No, I actually knew about that episode, but what I didn't expect was that fucking Christopher Reeve, back when he was fucking Superman, was actually in an episode of Tales from the Crypt. And the episode, like I just mentioned, was Cooking. When their failing restaurant, which, by the way, they sell squid-based meals, they decide to take up on this drifter's deal to make the restaurant a little bit better. And this mysterious drifter is actually played by Judd Nelson. He was actually pretty damn good in this episode. So is Christopher Reeve. And believe it or not, fucking Meatloaf was in this episode. He actually did pretty damn good as the seedy landlord who got his comeuppance by becoming the fucking meal himself. And the twist ending, the drifter should have realized what the hell he was doing. He turned an entire town into cannibals, and he became a part of the next meal. And, like I said, one of the creepiest episodes I ever watched was the episode Television Terror. It actually scared the hell out of me as much as every other one did. But of course, there was actually an episode that just weirded me out. It's a split personality starred actor Joe Pesci. Which they actually foreshadowed his comeuppance early in the episode, where he says, and I quote, because I remember the line so well, "The best things come in twos." He's a sleazy con man whose car breaks down in front of this house of these two reclusive twin sisters who are actually pretty damn wealthy. He tricks them into thinking that he has a twin brother himself, but they can only be seen one at a time. He tricks them into dating him, and then eventually tricks them into marrying him, so that way he can kill them both and take their inheritance. But it turns out that the twins knew his con and just split his ass down the fucking middle and pretty much just shared this guy. Holy fuck. He got what was coming to him. And of course, I have my own personal episodes. Like I said, the episode that I knew that I told you about the kid from the fucking Goonies, the episode was called Undertaking Parlor, whatever the hell you want to call it, and the kid's name was Jonathan Kee Kwan, who actually is one of the protagonists in this episode. His father was killed by the mortician in the episode. But one of the craziest fucking episodes I had ever seen was the episode Top Billing. Yes, I've actually seen this episode. And, if most kids don't know what this, who John Lovitz is, he was actually one of the best fucking comedians of the 90s and the early 2000s, but he slowed down a little bit since then. But he could actually get serious, as you would see in his movie Southland. In this, he actually plays a struggling actor who's trying to find his next big gig. And of course, he kills off his competitor and friendly rival, who is actually played by Bruce Boxleitner. Great name, by the way. To secure a part in a strange production of Hamlet, only to realize and get this fucking twist, this dude will actually do anything to get the part. He actually kills his friend, who's actually up for a part there too. Also, I also want to give props to fucking John Astin in that fucking episode. He did pretty damn good as the director of the play. But it all came full circle when he killed his friend, only to realize that the part he actually was auditioning for was not for Hamlet, but it was for Yorick. Yorick's skull. And also, in another surprise twist, this is no ordinary play. This play is actually being run by an insane asylum, and the lunatics are running the show. Whew. I swear. You want to get top billing? That's not how you fucking do it. And of course, you end up just like your friend. But then again, I also want to say this about that same episode. If you're going for a part and you don't know who's the director and who the where the thing's going to be at, I wouldn't take it unless my agent took care of it. But of course, like I said, this show was actually pretty damn good from 1989 all the way into the 90s. All the way up to the final season in 1996, which I found out that the last season actually moved from Los Angeles to Britain. Yes, the UK. Because apparently it cost too much for them to get American-made actors. It was hard to, you know, pay them a good amount of money. But, of course, they actually kept good stories. There's actually one. They say that Season 7 was where it went downhill, because they moved it from the U.S. to the U.K. I didn't see anything wrong with it. And of course, they said there was actually one good episode called The Kidnapper, which actually features Steve Coogan, who falls in love with this homeless woman who's pregnant. And she gives birth to the baby. He becomes jealous that the woman's giving more attention to the baby than him. And hires a goon to kidnap the baby. But of course, out of all the crap that they put out for Season 7, they ended the series with a fucking cartoon. That's right. They actually ended this fucking show with a gory retelling of the Three Little Pigs, the episode known as The Third Pig, which I found out that the pigs were actually voiced by American actors. They were voiced by Bobcat Goldthwait. The wolf was voiced by Bobcat. One of the pigs, the Drinky Pig, who actually drank a lot, actually watched some clips from the episode. Was played by Brad Garrett. And of course, Smokey Pig, who was voiced by fucking Ed Bighead himself, Charlie Adler. Who also played Bev Bighead, which, by the way, wow. He also played the red guy in Cow and Chicken. But of course, the episode actually was actually pretty damn good. They actually The big bad wolf kills the other two pigs, leaving the third pig, who's actually got a fucking name, Dudley, accused of the murders and found guilty by a jury of wolves. Of course, his dead brothers come back to life and help him construct a Franken pig, and they get his revenge. They get their revenge on the wolf by creating the Franken pig and killing the big bad wolf. And of course, I also have to give credit to the Crypt Keeper himself, John Cassier, for narrating this shit. I actually listened to him narrating this shit, and oh my fucking god, it was fucking hilarious. I cannot, and Drinky Pig cannot believe his eyes. Or Smokey Pig. Smokey cannot believe his eyes. And you can actually hear Charlie Adler's voice, because they showed a, through the peephole, they actually showed a female pig, over-sexualized, by the way. And oh my fucking god, the tits on that fucking pig. That female pig. They actually made this female pig look like a fat woman with big tits. Which I'm not judging obese women. But if you watch the episode, you'll know what I'm fucking talking about. They over-satirized the bigger women. But, of course, that's actually how the episode ended. And that's actually how the series ended until they released the movies. Like I said, my favorite movie was the, my favorite movie out of the all three of them, which I know there are three, was Bordello of Blood. That movie was fucking funny as hell, especially with fucking Dennis Miller and Corey Feldman long before he died. If he's still alive back when he did funny fucking movies. But of course, when the show ended, that's when everything went downhill. The show ended up going into syndication, and I loved watching it. That's actually how I ended up watching it. And then found out that M. Night Shyamalan was actually going to reboot the series without the Crypt Keeper. Fuck you, dude. That's not a twist I want to see. And after that, the show would not be talked about again. And the show would not be talked about again, but the show is actually being seen, and of course, all seven seasons. And all seven seasons can actually be found on DVD. If you're actually able to fucking find it, make sure it's worth the fucking money. Last time I seen it, and it actually costs like $50 to $60. And yeah, if you it should be a good buy. Hell, I'm gonna be getting it myself when I get the money. And yeah, when I get the money, I hope I get to relive every single episode. Hell, especially my favorite episode, which I've already mentioned several freaking times in this episode. And of course, if M. Night Shyamalan ever decides to if anybody wants to try to revive this fucking series, please do it right. And for the love of all that is holy, or unholy, since it's the month of unholiness, please, for the love of all that is unholy, do not take the fucking Crypt Keeper out of the fucking show. Even though, yes, the stories are creepy, that creepy laughing motherfucker was actually the best part of the fucking show. And I thank God for the guys who created him. And I thank fucking God for... Well, I don't thank fucking God. I thank fucking Satan. Because I'm pretty sure Satan had a little hand in creating him. The Crypt Keeper, of course. I also want to thank HBO for giving John Cassier the fucking chance to voice this iconic character, who ended up actually getting satirized in many, many times in many, many shows, including Robot Chicken, believe it or not. Tales from the Crypt will live on forever, no matter what. And that being said, I have to say, I hope somebody puts out a petition for some fucking network to bring back this show, just like they're bringing back fucking Dexter. And no, I'm not talking about the cartoon. You want to revive old series? You want to revive Dexter for a limited series? That's fine. But to be honest with you, if you're going to revive a damn good series, revive the fucking Tales from the Crypt. Revive Are You Afraid of the Dark? Revive fucking Goosebumps. Because those shows that were actually fucking good, and they were actually fucking creepy. I don't give a fuck if Are You Afraid of the Dark or Goosebumps were for kids and was meant to scare kids. Or the fact that it was filmed in fucking Canada. I don't give a flying flipping fuck. It was actually pretty damn good. And if you think for one damn second that people, older kids are not going to watch it, you got another thing coming, assholes. And with that being said, I'm not going to end this episode on a bad note. I'm actually going to end it on a good note. This first installment of Project Horror was actually pretty damn good for me. It was good for me to actually relive a childhood show like Tales from the Crypt. Most people wouldn't consider it. And to be honest with you, I didn't get to watch it as much as a kid. I got to watch it in syndication. And I hope I get to relive it again. As soon as my birthday is next Wednesday. And of course, with that, like I said, Project Horror is going to be in full swing from here on out. And I'm going to make sure that the rest of this month goes off without a hitch. Now, the next Project Horror episode will be up in the next couple days. And I'll be talking about a lot more horror-themed topics. If you want to talk to me about it, if you want to come up with some topics, message me on Facebook. Find me on fucking Twitter, at RogueOutlaw30. Like I said, find me on Facebook. If you want to add me as a personal friend, add me. David Laster is my name. Or message the Facebook page. It's under Anything Goes. But it's actually Real Talk. I can't change the name. It won't fucking let me. Fuck you, Facebook. And give me topics for this month. Let me know what you think of Project Horror. And I'll take your horror-themed suggestions into consideration. With that being said, this has been another great episode of the Real Talk Podcast, the first Halloween-themed episode. Project Horror is off to a damn good good start. And I picked a damn good topic with Tales from the Crypt. With that being said, I'd like to thank you all for listening. I'll see you guys in the next episode. Be good people. Stay safe. And have a horrifying month of October. Happy horror holidays, everyone. I'll see you guys in the next episode. Be good people. Peace out.